Good morning, everyone, and welcome to 10 Minutes of Tehillim. We are currently learning Perek Hey, Chapter 25, Part 2. And going right into the chapter, we're going to discuss two particular psukim this morning that are very much related to each other. And as we said last week, this is a personal prayer of David HaMelech that he eventually, as Rav Hirsch writes, relates to the entire Klal Yisrael. Let's see the psukim together, psukim, Beis and Gimel. Elohai, Bechava Tahti Al Yevosha, Al Yal Su Ayuvai Li. David HaMelech says, Hashem, I have put my faith in you, let me not be ashamed, and don't let my enemies exult over me. Gam Kol Kovecha Lo Yevoshu, Yevoshu HaBogdim Reikam. And also, by the way, please don't let those who hope in you be shamed. Let those who betray without cause be shamed. Meaning, in summary, David HaMelech basically says to Hashem, I'm relying on you, and therefore don't let me be disappointed. I shouldn't be embarrassed. And all those who rely on you shouldn't be ashamed or embarrassed for doing so. Only those who don't put their faith in you, who rebel against you, should be. I want to share this morning a thought from the Radak. It really is powerful. He quotes a Medrash. First, he gives a pshat. He says on the second pasuk Gimel, Lo alai levadi ani mevakesh shelo yevosh. It's not just for me, David HaMelech says, I'm asking, I shouldn't be ashamed. Ela agam al kol yirei shimcha, shemekavim lach. All those who rely and put their hope and trust in you also shouldn't be ashamed. But then the Medrash Shochar Tovos, the Medrash Tehillim, he quotes an amazing thought. He says, kol kovecha il Yisrael. All those who hope in you, that's referring to the Jewish nation. Amar David. David said, when I stand before you in tefillah, it's for me and the entire nation that I'm davening. Don't let my tefillah be disgusting or repulsed in your eyes. Why? There, meaning B'nai Yisrael are all looking at me. And now I'm looking at you. And if you listen to my tefillos, it's just like you heard their tefillos as well. What a powerful description of what a Jewish leader really does and is, and what the symbolism of Jewish leadership really is. David HaMelech says, when he davens, he has the intent of representing all of Klal Yisrael. And they look to him to see if he's answered, because they know if he's answered, it's really them being answered. So David HaMelech is basically saying, I'm a symbol, I'm not here for myself, I represent all of Klal Yisrael. When you answer me, you answer everyone. And they're watching me. So when you wouldn't, Chas V'Shalom, answer me in the way that should be answered, it's not just me who's going to be ashamed, it's going to be everybody else. They're relying on me, they're looking to me. What a powerful image of Jewish leadership and what David has in mind when he davened for them. I wanted to add that the Yalkut Shimoni, on top of this Medrash, says it actually is a certain model that happens fairly often, and appropriately, Hashkacha Pratis, it's describing something from yesterday, Atanas Tivur. Says the Yalkut Shimoni in Tehillim, Reish Mem Zayin, Tavshin Beis, the Chenata Motza B'Tanas Tivur. You find the same thing by a public fast. When the tzibur is fasting, the shliach tzibur stands before the bima, all the people in tzibur look to the shas, the shliach tzibur, and his eyes are towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he, Hashem, listens to their tfilos, the shas' tfilos. So the shas, the Shliach Tzibur also represents the needs, the wants, and the prayers of his Tzibur that he represents, Dafka on a fast day. So it's interesting that out of all, it could be every day, it could be Rosh Hashanah, it could be Yom Kippur, out of all days, the Medrash Yalkut Shimoni says the Tanis Tzibur specifically, just finished two of them, Shabbat Tamos and Tisha B'Av, is a day where the Shas really has that koach, the power, the potency to represent the needs and the prayers through their fasting of Klal Yisrael. Again, what a powerful image of not just a melech, a leader, David HaMelech, but also the power of a shatz, of someone davening to the Amud to represent and be a conduit for the tefillos the tzibur he is leading. Okay, that's the first part of our discussion for this morning. I wanted to conclude this morning with a beautiful thought from a very powerful personality of the 20th century, Rabbi Yisachar Shlomo Tachtal, Hashem Yinkom Damo, a great Dayan, and who was killed towards the end of the Holocaust. I always like to point out, whenever I quote him, that I had the great zechus to learn with his grandson, who actually has the very same name, Rabbi Yisachar Shlomo Tachtal, who was a Rebbe in Central YUHSG for many, many years. And my first year was his last year, and I asked him for a chavrusa. We learned his grandfather's sefer, the Tshuvos Mishnah Sachir, and a phenomenal family and a beautiful, beautiful sefer of Tachtal. And every time we learn it, it's chutz for his neshama. So he points out something really fascinating. He says that the Maseches Megillah begins, Megillah Nikras with a mem. And the end of the Masechta ends with a letter Gimel, which is the word Gam. Mem Gimel reversed is Gam. Why? It's hinting to what David says in our very chapter, our parak of Tehillim. What does he say? Gam kol kovecha lo yevoshu. That all those who put their trust in you, Hashem, shouldn't be ashamed. What's the connection? So beautifully, he says exactly what we said before from the Radak and the Medrash, the same thing about the Purim story. We know that in the Piyut, Shoshanas Yaakov, what do we say? Kol kovecha leyevoshu v'leikamu lanetzach. We sing that part. That stanza has that phrase that all those who trust in you, Hashem, should not be ashamed. That same idea in the song, the Piyut, Shoshanas Yaakov. Why? Why Dafkan Purim? So he says, Maseches Megillah begins with a mem, ends with a gimel. Why? To refer to this pasuk, Gam, Kol Kovecha Levoshu, our parak, this pasuk gimel. Also, those who trust in you shouldn't be ashamed. Hainu, Shem'anu Mabitim L'mafreya Al-Masa Haman. If we look back in the history at the story of Haman, Masheratza Lasos Am Yisrael, what he wanted to do to Bnei Yisrael, the Yisrael samu betchona b'Hashem Yisparach, they slicha miyado, and Yisrael put their faith in God, and he saved them. Behu, delay nafshu b'Yisrael asu chayil, and Haman fell to his end, his demise, and Klal Yisrael was exalted. So this mamish was the fulfillment of the pasuk of David HaMelech, that Mordechai and Esther asked us to please put our trust, our eyes and faith in Hashem, even though things seemed very bleak. And we did, and it came to fruition. That was the idea why we have in the Piyut of Purim, this pasuk which references the verse in Tehillim, Perichatei, because it was the paradigm for this idea that when people put their trust in God, the leadership says to Hashem, you have to fulfill their wants and wishes because they're relying on us and they're trusting in you. And Hashem fulfilled what they wanted because of their bitachon in him. So Purim, in a sense, was the practical manifestation of this concept that David HaMelech teaches us as portrayed by the Radak, the Medrash, Shulchan Aruch, and Yaakov Shimoni. What a beautiful application in Purim, the Piyut, and now it all comes full circle together. Okay. That is all for today. Wishing all of you a warm, wonderful, meaningful day. And Mir Tashem continuing with Parachafei, God willing, continuing with a very famous pasuk next week. Again, have a wonderful and meaningful day.